This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, eighth birthday. Is it the anniversary or the birthday, Jim? How would you phrase this?
It's sort of both.
Okay, it's an either-or proposition.
Well, it's kind of the yeah. I don't know. I like the anniversary.
They both work.
Whatever you like.
All right. Of the fan, yeah. February 15th, 2010 is when it launched. Here's Grishecki. There have been a lot of great moments for the fan in the first 8 years, that's for sure. You want to know one of my favorites? I've been playing a couple favorites, right?
Yes.
How about this guy here?
Sports Radio 93.7, the fan. It is the Vinny and Cook Show. Very good Monday morning to you.
Did you hear what he just said? A very good Monday morning to you. This is how the week started for these two. All right? So think about that in context. This is how the week started at one point.
On this side of the table, back with you, Vinny Ricchici. On the other side of the table, Ron Cook. Cookie, good morning.
I never left, but good morning.
That's why I said on this side of the table.
But I never left.
You were gone Saturday. I worked Saturday. Were you here?
It's none of your business what I do on Saturday.
I work Sunday. Were you here?
No, I didn't work Sunday, actually. It's none of your business what I do on the weekends.
Believe me, I could give a rat's patoot.
A what?
A rat's patoot about what you do in your time.
How are you?
I'm good. You see, I ask you a question, and all of a sudden, I come back at a peaceful 4 days that I didn't see you. I come back.
All I just said was you said I'm back, and I said I never left. That wasn't any comment about anything.
All right, here you are. You never left. You're here. Okay, he's here. I'm there, and you're out there at 412-928-9370.
That's how the week started.
That's a Monday.
Those
I wish we had that
two.
Friday.
It's Vinny and Cook.
This is our house.
This is our Jim, what do you remember the most so far about your 8 years here that you've been
just all blends
court
together.
Adjudicated to spend at Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan? It all blends together.
I used to do a show on Sundays when the station first started.
Are you advocating that?
No.
All right, let's get a Twitter poll. Do you want to see Jim Colony do his own show? 412-928-9370. Would it be much like Panther Hotline? Or what would this show be like? You know?
Be like Pomp Show.
What, is that what you want a variety show, Jim?
I don't want any show.
Well, you went right to that? Oh, on the weekend. What are you trying to say, Jim? Trying to get me out. Careful what you wish for.
No, I mean, we work, some of us work six, seven, well, all of us do kind of, but, you know, work 6-7 days a week as it is without having to come in here for 4 hours and host a show.
So do you want to host a show or
no.
Don't you want to host a show?
I'm happy doing what I'm doing.
Why did you bring that right up then?
Well, no, you asked what some of my memories were, and that was one of them.
What do you remember most about that show?
Not a whole lot.
Oh, okay.
Just that it made it a seven-day-a-week job.
There used to be this caller, Roxanne, that would call at night sometime, and I remember her calling.
Lily.
Yeah, Lily was great. Oh, yeah, we have Lily. You want to hear a little Lily real quick? People remember her. They love Lily.
She's probably passed, right?
Most likely.
A couple years.
Or Joe.
Yeah. Oh, Joe, our friend
Joe from Murraysville.
He did pass.
I heard that Benny Goodman song the other day on the radio, and it makes me happy and sad at the same time.
Yeah. He was a good man.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like
certainly.
I smile thinking of Joe from Murraysville, and yet at the same time, I'm sad that he's gone.
Roxanne used to call all the time. You want to hear Roxanne? This is probably her best call.
Roxanne in the car. Hi, Roxanne.
Hello. I've been hitting the face with a couple hot dogs, and I never sued anybody. It's ridiculous.
What kind of hot dogs were these?
They were soft. You know, they got hard. Just, you know, it's when you get hit in the face, it's when you get hit in the face. It's one. Part of the game.
Goodness. Okay.
Now,
not for context, this was a guy. No, a guy sued a Major League Baseball team because he got hit with one of those projectile hot dogs we were talking about.
Time to shoot some hot dogs.
Yes, ready? It continues.
Now, exactly how long did they take to get hard?
You can't run them laying around long. They go bad on you. You gotta get them when they're hard. But if they're too hard when you throw it, it'll hurt you.
The hot dog will.
Yes, it might poke out an eye.
It might poke out an eye. So if you get hit in the face with a soft one and it turns hard, how long do they? They don't stay hard very long unless you do something with them.
No, I mean, I never had it in the eye. The poor guy got it in his eye, so it might be a different thing.
It could be a different thing. Now, if he got it in his eye, which he did, and then he sued, do you feel sorry for this guy who got the hard hot dog in his eye?
Yeah, I did.
You do?
I can imagine, but I don't think he should sue.
No, you don't think he should sue?
No.
Now, are you disappointed when you get a soft one in your eye?
Yeah.
Okay. I can imagine.
I never had one wrapped in foil either.
No, you never? Oh, it's just a regular hot dog.
Regular.
Okay, I got you. Well, you have a great night, Roxanne. Thank you much. I'll talk
to you. All right, that was Roxanne used to call all the time. I don't know. She hasn't. I hope
smokes.
She's doing okay.
Hope
that
so
hard
well.
Hot dog in her
eye. It's amazing when you start down the road on a discussion along those lines. It just, no matter where it turns, it always comes back to some sort of a.
You don't know where it's going to go.
Yeah.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.